In this section, we have a selection of items concerned with our road system, green spaces and buildings. This includes a proposed country park, environmental fears about the new Western Link, new student accommodation and calls for an old railway station to be reinstated.
Broadland District Council recently paid £700,000 to buy almost 140 acres of land between Felthorpe and Horsford with the aim of turning it into a new country park. Council leaders hope the new park at Howan Plantation will encourage people in and around the city to enjoy nature closer to home rather than heading out to other parts of the county. The plantation is next to acres of common land and the council believes it can create a park comparable to the popular Whitlingham Country Park. A formal car park will need to be created, which would need planning permission, and charges from that would help provide revenue for the free park.
A call has been made for a railway station, which has been out of action since the year England won the World Cup, to be brought back into use. Fawnsett Station, which opened in 1849, last served passengers on November the 5th, 1966, after being removed as a stop on the Norwich to Ipswich line. However, more than 50 years later, a councillor has called for the station to be reinstated on the line, arguing it could provide a key service to the area's growing population.
The building of 300 luxury new student flats is on target for opening later this year. A topping out ceremony is being held next week at Benedict's Gate, Barn Road, where 302 en-suite and studio rooms are being built, which come with communal kitchens and lounges. London-based Illumino has built two other large student complexes in Norwich, one including the designer Pablo Fonck House, which opened in All Saints Green near the bus station to UEA students in 2018. The same firm was given permission to build the flats above the Norwich City Council-owned Barn Road car park last November. A spokesman for the development said, "Contractors HG Construction are making great progress on the building works, which are due for completion in September 2020.
Fire ripped through the tennis pavilion at Higham Park in November last year. About 25 firefighters tackled the fire at the Grade 2 listed park and were forced to strip the thatched roof in order to contain the fire. There were hopes that the damage was restricted to the roof of the building. But now Norwich City Council has confirmed that investigations have found it structurally unsound. The council says it'll have to be taken apart and rebuilt, although they hope to use some of the original materials. The tragic loss of the pavilion in a park which was laid out in the 1920s and 1930s by the city's parks superintendent, Captain Arnold Edward Sands Winch, was revealed at a city council meeting.
Burlington Buildings, Orford Place, designed in 1904 by James Owen Bond, the architect's son of the Bond family, who owned the department store in Norwich, now known as John Lewis, is one of the city's most ornate buildings. It houses various retail tenants, such as the Orford Place Fish and Chip Shop, but it is for sale, subject to these businesses remaining. Unlike other grand Norwich buildings designed to be banks or insurance offices by other renowned architects like George Skipper, Burlington Buildings was always intended to be offices. Its creator was a protege of Skipper and seems to have taken his inspiration from him. And as a result, Burlington is highly fanciful, with intricate brickwork depicting columns, pillars and coins around arched windows. But it's most famous for being decorated with three pairs of full-length reclining ladies, one of each pair reading a book and the other holding a cornucopia. James was the third son of Robert Bond, founder of the Bond's department store, and whereas his brothers William and Ernest joined their father in the retail business, He became an architect. London-based agents Harston & Company said offers are invited in excess of £950,000, which represent a gross yield of 9.89%, subject to contract. This equates to approximately £154.44 per square foot capital.
Fresh environmental concerns have been raised over a controversial proposed new road connecting the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47. The Norwich Western Link is proposed to join the NDR, now known as the Broadland Northway, with the A47 at Honingham. The mooted route, which was backed by a Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council's cabinet last summer, passes through the wildlife-rich Wensum Valley. Norfolk Wildlife Trust says not enough is being done to protect important habitats and vulnerable species, particularly bats. Norfolk County Council's proposal for the Norwich Western Link now includes measures to create new habitat after the proposed development. However, Norfolk Wildlife Trust said the region's wildlife needs established and mature habitat in order to survive. Mike Jones, conservation officer at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, said, "We estimate that the Western Link Road will include the permanent loss of between 3 and 4 hectares of woodland. The mature trees in this woodland provide features such as holes and bark gaps, which form a key roosting habitat for the local bat population. The rarity of the species at present means that this woodland is likely to be of national importance. A new woodland, planted to meet the net gain targets adopted, would fail to provide replacement bat roost sites and therefore would not mitigate or compensate for the losses." It comes as Wild Wings Ecology have set up a crowdfunder, which has raised more than £2,000, for an independent and scientific survey into Barbastel bats in Norfolk, a rare and protected species. The bat specialists and ecology group say the proposed Norwich Western Link Road will cut through one of the few remaining strongholds for the bats, and a fair compromise needs to be reached to protect the species and the demand for travel.